Here we go, here we go.
I think we got him.
From the taxiway of AirVenture 2008, we got sunny skies and great for sailing. I'm here on the breezy with a small passenger to my left and a great pilot to my center, and it seems that we're going to have a great day here at Oshkosh 2008.
Wow, Mordo Nick.
He sounds like Sean Tucker.
Honestly, yeah.
Right now, we're just preparing for taxi. We got the T6s coming to our right across AeroShell Center.
Nordo Nick, we have you
in sight. AeroShell Center. I'm sorry, AeroShell Center.
Unfortunately, Nick can't hear us because
of the... And as you can probably hear, I've got an engine strapped right to my back.
No, actually,
and it looks good there, Nick.
Yep.
That's a beautiful sound.
There's the T6s.
Oh, that's a beautiful sound.
That's AeroShell. T6s just went past him there.
And here we go.
All right, they're on the move.
And the T6s have just passed us.
They are taking
the runway. If you are currently listening to EA Radio, whether on the air or on the web, you are about to be on a flight with Nordo Nick.
Oh, no. We're doomed.
If you are here on the EA ground, please look us right on the runway.
Get your slingshots
please
ready.
Please look at us.
Anybody got a water balloon?
Oh, stop.
Let's hear the sounds of the engine for a moment while we take off.
They're on the roll.
And we're off. Flying high above Oshkosh, AirVenture 2008.
I think he's going to have his own show.
Here. I can see all you people and it looks like yes to me.
This is the guy that the radio shows send out to do all the tricks.
Yeah,
really. He gets all the cushy assignments.
Right now we're flying high over the runway, 27.
This is like reports from London.
Transport storage. Flying right towards Lake of Michigan for the freezing.
Wrong lake.
I'm sure he can see Lake Michigan, but Lake Winnebago is awfully big in the window, as they say.
Right wind coming out of the north, and visibility for as far as the eye can see. Right now, flying over the military plane.
And we see.
Graveyard, I see a DC-3 down below us.
That's Basler turbo conversions.
Well, he's about to the center of the airfield now.
Oh, man, that is a beautiful
tour
over Lake Michigan.
Winnebago.
Lake Michigan, I'm sorry, Lake Winnebago.
He heard us.
All right, Nick, you have definitely got a career here.
Yeah. We've had Nick.
That was my passenger up, Aurora.
Oh, he's got a passenger.
To my immediate left.
And we'll
ask Michael for his first flight.
Ask him what he thinks, how he likes it.
Beautiful flying weather.
He can't hear us.
Here comes the breezy.
So Mix Minus Mike was up there, too?
And now flying right over the taxiway, just to the right of the runway. If you can see us, please wave.
I'm waving.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it.
You gonna buzz the station, Nick?
Yeah, buzz the tower, Nick.
We're now coming in for a landing.
And we can see him from here.
We're still coming in for a landing.
Yes.
And that was fun.
We're still coming in for a landing.
Nick, AirVenture 2008, 100.7 FM, 1210 AM, and around the world at airventure.org/radio.
We trained him well, man. He gets the tags every time.
He gets it. Yeah, he's all right.
Oh, yeah. Well, he landed on 3-6 right. We had him in sight the whole time. He just flew basically a pattern, but in a breezy.
In a breezy, that's something.
Keep him on there. Keep him on there.
Remember, Dave, Eddie, I can't hear you, but if you can hear me, I'm sure you envy it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're a hero there, Nick.
I love flying on a scaffolding with wings.
Get away fast, Eddie.
I'll get you for this, Nick.
Oh, here's another. Oh, we got T6. T28.
T28,
right. Nick.
Well, thanks very much, Nick, for going on that flight, and we'll maybe have you in studio later. You can relay some of the other things you may have observed.
We will now be taxiing back into little guys pointing at the missiles. There's missiles on the sea breeze.
While he looks at those missiles, why don't we go to news?
All right.
Let's do the news.